Yeah, and I'm only 35.
I already knew because it came out the same year as my birthday, 64. In 1964, there you go. Quick bit of maths, not needed.
No. But the band were commissioned to write the theme for the series. With a proviso, it fitted into the time constraints of the titles of the show. The band also managed to get a plug-in. They did. How good is that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was the man, Fred, in the lyrics, as well as a quote from Tennyson's The Charge of the Light Brigade. Very clever. And the countdown, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1... was intended as a double for the countdown of a rocket taking off and a countdown on the charts. And Ready, Steady, Go! Was presented by Keith Fordyce and Kathy McGowan. Did you ever see that, Ready, Steady, Go?
Not really, no. Well, it wasn't before my time, but I just didn't really, you know, I've seen them.
Because Kathy's married to Michael Ball.
Yeah.
Yeah, still married to him. And Paul Jones has just released, well, not that long ago, released an album with his blues band in 2022 called Paul Jones and the Blues. And it features tracks by Manfred Mann with appearances by Paul McCartney, Jeff Beck and Eric Clapton. And Manfred Mann's Earth Band are currently touring Europe. It's all back in vogue now, isn't it?
It is. It is.
All, yeah. Because people love this music. That's why that Murder on a Dance Floor is so big.
Yeah, it's back in. We just dropped out the top 10, but it's been doing really well. But mainly because it's been on TV.
It's been on forever. Mm. How long has she been in the charts?
That was it got to number 2 back in 2002, and then a couple of weeks ago, it was back at number 2 at the same position it was, you know, like 20 years earlier.
It's amazing.
It's still floating around in the charts at the moment.
Yeah, brilliant. Okay, should we play a George Michael number? This is Careless Whisper. Careless Whisper, George Michael, 1984, was a UK number one, written by George Michael and Andrew Ridgeley. George's fans voted Careless Whisper their favourite song. He was only 19 when Wham hit the big time, and Michael's family were not at all musical, but once gave him 3 45-speed singles as a gift, which sparked his interest in music. One was by Tom Jones, oh yes, and the other's by the Supremes. Yeah. Yeah. So that influenced him, didn't it? Yeah. And George...
Two tracks we played.
Yeah. And George has been in the news this week, appearing on a UK coin for the first time. George Michael joins the likes of David Bowie, the Rolling Stones and Dame Shirley Bassey as part of their Music Legends collection.
Yeah, on the Royal Mint. Brilliant.
Yeah, news. The range of the coins are available to order from the Royal Mint. So I wanted one, so I thought, well, oh, can you just go in the bank and get one?
I'm not sure. I think you have to go to the post office and order it, don't you?
You can't. Well, I just thought... You know, when they say the Royal Mint's done these, you think, oh, this is legal tender, so you can, you know, and then they'll be collectible. No. Okay, so the Royal Mint, the cost of these coins is anything from £15.50 for a £5 uncirculated coin to a 1 ounce gold-proof limited edition coin costing £2,770. Well, we should get a few of those.
Yeah, I think they are legal tender, but just not something you'd use.
Well, no, exactly.
So they're not uncirculated, but so you like this sometimes you get this £5.
I want
coins.
One.
Or get one.
I know,
get
I'll
one.
Have to buy one. Okay, so other coins are available, £99.50, £108.50, £487.50, and £750, all limited editions.
Yeah.
Also for coin collectors, the London Mint Office has released, whoa, a 24-carat gold layered coin honouring Elvis Presley.
Ooh.
Price £14.95.
I want that one. That's the one I want.
Yeah, that'd be good.
I want that one.
I want both. I want all of them. Okay, this is Mix on. Sound like a brat.
I want my own coin.
I'm a brat.
I want my own coin. I can't put myself on my own coin. I'll have a chocolate
How
coin.
How about me? Yeah.
Edible coin.
With wet celery, yeah. Okay, this is Mix on Phoenix 98FM with me, Vicky Michelle, and the fabulous Tony Smith. Should we play a Nina Simone number? Because I am feeling good.
Yeah.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on the tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new fly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean? Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world and a bold world for me. When you shine, you know how I feel. Scent of the pine, you know how I feel. The freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new I'm
Good, Nina Simone, 1965. And I'm playing it for what would be Nina's birthday on the 21st of Feb. What a voice. You
amazing.
Love her, don't you?
Yeah, I prefer that version to the Buble's.
It's brilliant.
Yeah, fantastic.
And she was born Eunice Kathleen Wayman Simone, and she was a singer-songwriter, musician and arranger, and she was also a civil rights activist and often performed and spoke at civil rights meetings. She was originally aspired to be a concert pianist, and despite obvious talent and well-received audition at the prestigious Curtis Institute of Music, she was denied entry, which she attributed to racial discrimination at that time.
Yeah, but quite possibly so.
Yeah. And in 2003, just 3 days before her death, the Curtis Institute awarded her an honorary degree. A bit late, Curtis yeah. Institute, but better late than never. She spent much of her time in Barbados to avoid arrest in the USA for tax avoidance. She refused to pay as a protest for the country's involvement in the Vietnamese War. Okay, yeah. Yeah, and one of her greatest aims was to inspire young black women to define beauty and identify for themselves. She was a strong woman, wasn't she?
Yeah, very
I strong. Mean, feisty, but with a brilliant voice. Okay, shall we play a Who number?
Oh, I love the Who.
I love the Who. This is Pinball Wizard. Pinball Wizard, The Who, 1969, and I'm playing it for guitarist Roger Daltrey's birthday, 1st of March, his 80th, and singer, brilliant singer, also for what would have been drummer Doug Sandon's birthday, and what would have been keyboard player Nicky Hopkins' birthday, which would have been on the 24th of February. Pete Townsend wrote this for the first ever rock opera, Tommy. He claims he dashed it off in about 10 minutes. I wasn't sure it worked, but everyone else involved loved it. and it was made into a film starring Jack Nicholson and Margaret, Tina Turner, Roger Daltrey as Tommy, with Elton John making an appearance as the Pinball Wizard and singing this song. And during his acting career, Roger Daltrey was considered for a number of roles in Doctor Who, most notably in Peter Davison's final story as the Doctor.
Yeah, he would have been a good Doctor, I think.
Yeah. And David, it was the Caves of Androzani, and David Bowie was also considered for the same role. And he is performing in San Diego in May. But I saw this on the news. The Who are going to be playing at the Royal Albert Hall in March 18th and 20th in aid of Teenage Cancer Trust and Roger Daltrey and friends. So at the moment, they will also be, and on the 24th of March, Richard Ashcroft's going to be there, Joan Armatrade, Lola Lennox, Annie Lennox's daughter, and lots of surprise guests.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah, and, you know, it's something close to my heart because of, you know, my sister Susie. But, you know, the teenager, cancer is just an awful thing. But where this woman, she said, oh, my God, we are so thrilled. Because they will, I mean, this is the Royal Albert Hall. That money is going to make such a difference to teenage cancer. Well done to Who and everyone. Well. I mean, how good is that?
Yeah, as I said earlier, he was considering pulling back from live performances. So if anyone's got a chance to go, I would definitely do it. Because
definitely.
He may not be on the road next year. So.
No, he said this. He's very proud to be a supporter of Brain Tumour Charity. The charity is... and I'm very proud to be a supporter of the Brain Tumour Charity. And the charity is currently asking everyone to sign an open letter to government calling for a national brain tumour strategy to help improve the challenges at every stage of brain tumour pathway. You know, because there are cures out there, but, you know, they're not everyone's getting them. The charity, the fundraiser at the moment is called It's a No-Brainer, and 88,000 people are currently living with the disease, and 34 people are diagnosed every day. And lots of young people. It's just awful. It's just awful. So I'm supporting the Brain Tumour Charity and also the Brain Tumour Research Charity, which launched their light a candle called Shine a Light campaign for 2024 to raise awareness. So, and candles are available online from Carly's Candle Company. Online price £10. Proceeds go to Brain Tumour Research. And that was lovely. You know, I lit one from my window when it first started on the 1st. And they're really lovely candles. And for £10, that's quite reasonable.
Yes,
and they smell really good. So if anyone wants to donate to Brain Tumour Research, that would be amazing. And well done, The Who and friends, for the Royal Albert Hall. That's going to be amazing.
Yeah, that's a great venue as well. That would be. It's just a fantastic place to go.
Yeah. And shall we play a Beatles number? Because they're brilliant too.
Oh, yeah.
Roll over, Beethoven.
Beethoven.
That was Roll Over Beethoven, The Beatles, 1963, written by Chuck Berry, playing for what would have been George Harrison's birthday on the 25th of February. Recorded live at the BBC, the track features George singing lead vocals. And this song was a particular favourite of all the Beatles, and they performed it live long before they ever recorded it. And George was in the news this week when it was announced by Heritage Minister Lord Parkinson that he would be honoured with a National Blue Plaque outside London under the Historic England scheme. This is to be one of the first plaques under this scheme to be unveiled, a venue to be decided, but will most likely be in Liverpool. But when I was with the Heritage Foundation, we unveiled a blue plaque for George Harrison and John Lennon in London at 94 Baker Street, which is still there, in 2013, the site of the Apple Boutique.
Yeah.
So, yeah, which was so famous. Did Apple nick it off that?
Who knows?
I was thinking about it. I just went, why Apple? Okay. And the Apple Boutique was a retail store established by the Beatles and which Paul McCartney described as a beautiful place where beautiful people could buy beautiful things. And George's wife, Patty Boyd, co-managed the store, the opening of which was celebrated with apple juice because they didn't have a drinks license. That was good. And George was also a founder member of the Travelling Wilburys, which is a great group. Okay, let's play a Ronan Keating number. This is When You Say Nothing At All. Keating, 1999, was a UK number one, playing it for Ronan Keating's birthday, which is the 3rd of March today. Ronan was still with the boy band Boyzone when he recorded this as a solo song for the film Notting Hill. He didn't know the song, but jumped at the chance to record it as soon as he heard the title, claiming he was hooked by it. And also, Ronan made his West End debut in the Olivier Award-winning musical Once, and also co-hosted Magic of the Musicals last year at the Albert Hall, and has presented, also presented quite a few times on The One Show. I like seeing him on The One Show.
Yeah, he's been on it a few times. Obviously, yeah. He's on radio as well, and he's done really well since.
Yeah, and he's got a lovely voice. Yeah. And it was announced on Friday that Ronan is to be awarded the European Culture Award at the European Cultural Forum in Luxembourg this summer. And he will also sing with the Luxembourg Philharmonic Orchestra at the event. That's pretty big time.
It is, yeah. Well done, I got Ronan. Distracted because the sun has just come out from the window. I'm just like, what is that?
What is that? It's Here Comes the Sun.
Glowing object. A glowing object in the sky.
Yeah, it's like haloing me, isn't it?
It is.
Okay. If you've just tuned in, this is Vic's Mix on Phoenix 98 FM with me, Vicky Michelle, and the fabulous Tony Smith. Okay, I think we should play the Eurovision song for this year. This is Ollie Alexander singing Dizzy. Was Dizzy, Ollie Alexander 2024, written by Ollie Alexander and Danny L. Hall. Released on Friday, this is the song that Ollie will sing to represent the UK in this year's Eurovision Song Contest in Sweden. Ollie launched it on Zoe Ball's Breakfast Show, Radio 2, and he claims the song was inspired by 1980s acts Erasure, the Pet Shop Boys and DJ Adamski. He says he's obsessed with Eurovision and has been his whole life. And to date, Ollie has scored 5 top 10 UK hit singles, 2 number one albums, 6 Brit Award nominations with Years and Years, and was BAFTA nominated for his role in It's a Sin, which was a brilliant series.
Yeah.
And, he's just... he's so talented, but I like the song because it's got a beat. You can move. Yes, and it grew on you, Tony.
It did, yeah. Daniel Hall is the producer of the song. He works with Dua Lipa, so it's straight away it's got that pop.
I just thought it was really... quite a bit funky as well.
Yeah.
So I liked it straight away, which is unusual for me.
He's got a good chance, and obviously he does like the costume and the big show presence as well, so yeah. Which you need as well as a song on Eurovision.
Yeah, so, and being as he's an actor and everything, he'll really pull it off, I hope.
Yeah, good thing. Yeah. May the 11th, yeah. I believe that's going to be.
Sorry?
May the 11th, I think it is, Eurovision.
Oh, great. Okay, I'll be there. I love the Eurovision, do you?
It's Malmo.
Malmo. Yeah. Okay, should we play? Oh, this is Shallow with Hannah Waddingham and Jason Sudeikis. Jason Sudeikis, 2023, and was written by Lady Gaga, Andrew Wyatt, Anthony Rosamondo and Mark Ronson for the recent remake of A Star Is Born, and it was performed in the film by Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper, but this version was performed by Jason Sudeikis and Hannah Waddingham live at Thundergong, a benefit concert for Steps of Faith Foundation in Kansas, America, last year. And I just love Hannah. I met her at a memorabilia show, right? And you know, like when you get like quite like off the wall, you know, fun people, and she is fun, you know. And there was like a little crowd of us, and we were laughing and joking, and she was amazing.
She looks really tall as well.
Oh, she's
tall.
Amazonic, and yeah. She's beautiful. You know, absolutely beautiful. And and she was brilliant in Eurovision last year. She made a huge impact hosting Eurovision Song Contest.
Really,
she was
really
absolutely
good.
Amazing. And also she appeared in the Royal Variety Performance, which I went to see, And when I met, just name dropping, Prince William and Princess Catherine, when I was introduced to them at the beginning.
Did you say hello from me?
Yeah, I did. I said, tongue says hello.
What is Union Jack at?
Yeah. I should have worn your hat. And also, Hannah is probably best known for her roles as Septa Unella in Game of Thrones and Rebecca Welton in Ted Lasso. But she starred in a number of West End musicals, including Spamalot, The Wizard of Oz, as well as the film version of Les Miserables. She is so talented.
Yes.
And every time you think, oh my God, that voice is amazing.
It really is.
She's
amazing.
Great at presenting.
Great vocal.
But she's got a great personality. It's like, you know, people know, they like her. And that's so important when you're presenting. I think people can see if you're a really likeable person. And she also performed at this year's BAFTAs, singing in memory of those we lost. And talking of the BAFTAs, it came as no surprise that Oppenheimer won an impressive 6 awards. Best Cinematography, Best Editing, Best Supporting Actor for Robert Downey Jr., Cillian Murphy, Best Actor. But the director, Christopher Nolan, picked up the award of Best Direction and Best Film. And not a lot of people know this, but I might have told some of you before, but Christopher Nolan is related by marriage to the fabulous Kim Hartman, who played Helga in Hello, Hello, who is married to his uncle John, who is also a fabulous
actor. I can see where this is heading.
So congratulations to the Nolan family. Next stop, the Oscars.
Yeah.
I bet he does as well. And I love that Cillian Murphy. You cannot not watch him. You can't take your eyes off him.
No.
You know, he's captivating. And of course, with the Nolan family and Kim Hartman, what's on tonight? One guest on.
Could it possibly be? Hello?
Oh, correct. Now listen very carefully. I shall say this anyways. 3 episodes of Yesterday Channel from 8 p.m. The Airman Denict, The Crooked Fences, and Crabtree's Podgin Pissed. They are funny. Oh, dear. So
even
don't
the title
miss
made
it
me laugh.
On Yesterday Channel. I know. Okay, let's play a Bon Jovi number. This is Living on a Prayer. was Living on a Prayer, Bon Jovi, 1986, was a UK number one, playing it for John Bon Jovi's birthday, which was on the 2nd of March. This track is pretty much the band's signature song and comes from Bon Jovi's breakthrough album, Slippery When Wet, which went platinum how many times over, Tom?
2 or 3?
12.
Wow. Yeah.
12 times over. And John Bon Jovi has recently had major reconstructive surgery on his vocal cords, one of which was found to be totally atrophied, affecting not only his singing but his ability to swallow. And John Bon Jovi has stated his health comes first and is quoted as saying, "If I can't be great, I'm out." Yeah, that would be a shame, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Men that. And not a lot of people know this, but John Bon Jovi is passionate about football. He once outbid Donald Trump for a stake in the American team Philadelphia Soul, but withdrew his interest a few months later when he realised how time-consuming it all was. And he's highly respected for his charity work. He created the John Bon Jovi Foundation, and he once donated $500,000 to build an apartment block for homeless veterans and has opened 2 restaurants to feed the homeless. What a lovely bloke.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, and talented. I hope they fix his voice. Yeah. Anyway, that is a brilliant song. Okay, shall we do some more shout-outs?
Yes.
To you lovely people.
Here we go. I have got Luke Doolan, Mike Chapman, Brian Fever, Rob Harvey, hello to you. Vicky Garvey, Moody Peg, hello to you. Xanthi Beerman, Nigel Fitzmaurice, Andy Davis, John Hastings, Ronald Mainka, I think that is, Chris Jarvis, Keith Dawn and Aston Avery. Martin Hollingsworth, Tom Nestor, Chris Woodnut, G. Davis, Andrew Robley, Alan Pell, Bobby Rosser, Katrina Brandstrom, Mark Ratcliffe, Ruby Snape, John Illingsworth, Kay Milburn and Bobby Warrens.
And I've got some lovely comments from Steve Smith, Sean Beaver, Dennis Cronin, Graham Stead, Russell Reff, Steve Jolly, Herbert Lenout, Richard Part 1, Andy Morgan, Wesley Wolfel, Matthew Kay, Simon Chivers, Christopher Carlson, Steve Gregory, Music Lover, Glenn McLaughlin, Greg Beer, Andy Davis, Wesley Damien, Breno Smallhorn, Dougie Mason, Jim Reardon, David Barnshaw, Arthur Orelek, Dr. Ball, James Crookshanks, Craig Robinson. Thank you all for your lovely comments. And also we've got some more regulars, Trevor Wallett, John George Jumpers for Goalposts. I think he was excited. Someone, I think that was Liverpool. Did Liverpool do well in the football?
Can't remember the score. No, yes, I think they are. Yeah. They won.
So he was excited this week. Lockie, BCFC, Zoe Wainwright, P.E. Dartnell, C.J. Dartnell, Peter Oxley, Glyn Marston, Nicky Nicol, Chris Woodnut, Chris Hopkin, and, I'm going to pronounce this, Preferred Deck at Zenfi.
Well done.
I know, that's a good name.
Well done.
Well, thank you all for listening. You are all fabulous. Okay, let's play a James Arthur and Anne Marie number. This is Rewrite the Stars.
You know I want you. It's not a secret I try to hide. You know you want me. So don't keep shaking our hands so tight. You claim it's not in the cards and fate is pulling you miles away and out of reach from me. But you're here in my heart, so who can stop me if I decide it's on my destiny? What if we rewrite the stars? Say you were made to be mine. Nothing could fight. It's up to you, and it's up to me. No one can say what we get to be. So why don't we rewrite the stars? Maybe the world could be ours tonight.
You think it's easy? Think I don't want to run to you, yeah. But there are mountains, and there are doors that we can walk through. I know you're wondering why, because we're able to be just you and me within these walls.
was Rewrite the Stars, James Arthur and Anne Marie, 2018. It's from the musical The Greatest Showman and was a UK number 7. This version comes from the album The Greatest Showman Reimagined, which basically was an album of songs from the show by other well-known performers, including Pink, Ollie Alexander, Jess Glynn, Missy Elliott, Craig David, Keila Settle and more. That's good.
Yeah.
Great. And playing it for James Arthur's birthday, which is on the 2nd of March. And I love Anne Marie. And apparently she's not on The X Factor anymore.
No, no. I don't know.
Nor is Ollie.
No.
What are they doing? Come on, Simon.
Well, he was on The Voice, wasn't he? They've all moved around.
Is it The Voice? Not X Factor, The Voice.
The Voice.
I like them on there. I like Anne Marie on it. Ollie on it. James came to fame after winning the 9th series of X Factor. He's currently on tour of Europe, arriving in the UK on the 3rd of March. Is that today?
Yes. Yep.
All venues completely sold out except for Nottingham Motor Point on the 19th of March.
There's no parking there.
There's no parking. His new album, Bittersweet Love, is out now, and Anne-Marie is a former coach on The Voice. And she's a recording artist. She's got a great voice.
Yeah, brilliant voice.
Yeah, brilliant. And she will be touring the UK as of June. Her latest album, Unhealthy, is also out now. Okay, this isn't a mouldy, oldie one, but I love it. This is Shaking All Over, Johnny Kidd and the Pirates. Okay, this is Shaking All Over, or that was Shaking All Over, Johnny Kidd and the Pirates, 1960 was UK number one, and I'm playing it for what would have been guitarist Alan Caddy's birthday on the 2nd of February, and this song came along by chance. Johnny Kidd's record producer offered Kidd a random B-side to record on. Not having anything ready, they decided to write something off the cuff and gave it one run-through in Johnny's front room without even plugging their instruments in before going to the recording studio. It went straight into the charts, and the only adjustment they made was to add drummer Clem Cattini's drum break because the track was too short. And I met Clem Cattini. Oh, yeah. I met him, he's lovely, at Jet Harris's Blue Plaque unveiling, when we put a blue plaque up for the fabulous Jet Harris. Okay, shall we? I was just name dropping again, do you know what I mean? I can't
blue plaquing
it.
Again.
Yeah, blue plaque. Yes, plaque. Okay, let's play a Nolan's number. This is It's Raining Men. was It's Raining Men, the Nolans, 2009, playing it for singer Linda Nolan's birthday on the 23rd of February. It was a cover version of the Weather Girls hit. I thought they did brilliantly. They performed it live on the Paul O'Grady Show, and it was featured on the 2009 album I'm in the Mood Again, which reached 22 in the charts. And the Nolans, formerly the Nolan sisters, Colleen, Maureen, Denise, and Linda and Bernie. Sadly, Bernie passed away in 2013, but they're such a talented family. So I used to know them back in the day. And when Linda, I was there when Linda first met Brian Hudson, her husband, and they used to live in Ilford. And then my sisters, because I had three sisters, there were four of us, they used to call us the Nolans. And Linda appeared in the musical Cell Block H alongside Paul O'Grady, and also starred in Menopause the Musical. Colleen's regular presenter on Loose Women, and she's currently on a solo tour, Colleen Nolan Naked, not literally, but this is to do with her work around treatment of skin cancer, which was diagnosed recently. And Linda celebrated her birthday with a photo shoot for Hello magazine, and family celebrations are going on. So sending lots of love, Linda. She's an amazing woman and so brave. And her advice to everyone is live in the moment. Yeah, brave, brave, brave lady.
Yeah, right, right.
Okay, let's play a Jess Conrad number, This Pullover.
This pullover that you gave to me, I am wearing and wear it constantly. Soft and warm, you like your love for me. It was made there like you were made for me. This pullover I find very smart, for it tells me that we will never part. And don't you worry, my little sweetheart, just like you do, it's closest to my heart. When I touch it, I can see you clearly. When I clutch it, I can feel you near me. When I'm lonely, I simply wrap it round me, and I feel I'm holding you so tight, so tight. This pullover that you gave to me, I'll keep wearing until eternity. Soft and warm, it will always be, like the true love you'll always give to me.
That was This Pullover, Jess Conrad, 1961, playing it for Jess Conrad's birthday, which was on the 24th of Feb, and he's a fabulous mate. In fact, he was my first crush, and he was a teen idol during the 70s, and he's had runs in Godspell, Joseph in the Amazing Colour, Dreamcoat, had a cameo role in Sex Pistols' film, The Great Rock and Roll Swindle. He was in Last of the Summer Wine, Miss Marple's The Body in the Library, which Claire knows all about because she's an avid fan, and most recently Doctors. And he was also in The Last Laugh in Vegas with Sue Pollard, Cannonball, Bernie Clifton, Mick Miller, Bobby Crush and Anita Harris. Now there is a lineup. And also he has a new book out available, written by Simon Winnington, who's a mate, and it's called From Blitz to Glitz. I bet that's good because he knew a lot of beautiful women back in the day. And I'm not sure he was a good boy. So that will be interesting. Okay, I think that's it. Have we run out of time?
We have, yeah. It's gone so quick, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Been a great show, though. Totally enjoyed it.
That's all. You've been listening to Vicky Michelle with Vic's Mix on Phoenix 98 FM and the fabulous Tony Smith. Thanks to Tony, who's been twiddling the flashing knobs, and to Nikki for helping with the research, and of course all you beautiful people for listening. Next up, it's Claire Gerveau with